Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast, the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by SGPN TV. Download the SGPN TV app available on Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV.
Joe DeGenerinos, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Episode 217. Maybe I'll jump on the gun, but I'm going to send it out to my co-hosts, Atlanta Braves, who are going to end up winning the NL East. I think it's East. Yes, NL East division. They're going to beat those hated New York Mets and break the MLB Gambling Podcast host hearts, Dylan's heart. The Braves are going to come through and stick it to all those New Yorkers. So this goes out to the Braves. Hopefully I didn't jinx them. I did jinx them in the playoffs a bit last year, so we shall see. This is not an Atlanta Brave podcast, even though my co-host would enjoy that. This is the MMA Gambling Podcast, one of our no UFC no problem episodes. We're going to give you picks for Cage Warriors 144, which is going down across the pond. Well, it may not be across the pond depending on where you live, across the pond from where we're recording on Friday, this coming Friday. I am your host of this here episode, Jeff Chalks Fox. Thank you for coming. I'm going to bring in my co-host because I'm going to put a cough candy in my mouth because I have a cough, which will never go away. He's the one, the only Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
Yeah, you did jinx him pretty heavily last year, I think.
They won the World Series, for crying out loud. Come on.
But was that only because I made you stop talking about them?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think I remember that now. Yeah, so I hope this did not jinx them, because if it did, I'll be pretty mad.
Because they're what? As we're recording this, they're what? A game up, right?
They're a game up.
They're going to win today, so I'll put them two games up.
If they win tonight against the Dodgers, which, spoiler, we're releasing this on Monday, but we're taping it on Sunday. So if they win tonight against the Mets, they'll be two up, and they'll have the tiebreaker against the Mets, which means they'll only have to take one of three from the Marlins to clinch. So tonight is the big one. I think probably whoever wins tonight will take the division altogether. So a lot to put on old Charlie Morton and his sparkly new $20 million contract. So,
and winning the division's a big deal in baseball, right? Because
playing is like losing
you're out, is it not?
Well, this year, two teams get first round buys. So whoever wins the NL East will get one of those. But whoever doesn't has to play a weird three-game series with the Padres, which I guess is better than the old school one and done, because the one and done were terrible. But it's a three-game series, and they would get to be home for all three of them, which is also weird. I want to try to avoid that, and want to try to avoid playing the Dodgers in the second round. And I'd like the Braves to win to do that.
There you go. It's hard to keep track of how the playoffs go in baseball nowadays. When I was a boy, you had to win your division. And then when you won your division, then you got to play a seven-game series. And then if you won that, then you go to the World Series. Pretty simple, right?
Yeah, I like that better. I like the one wild card era. When they moved it to two, not a huge fan of the two wild card era. Whatever. They're doing what they're doing. People are interested. That's really all that matters.
Now they moved to three, right? It's three now.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear more baseball talk, MLB gambling podcast or the fantasy baseball gambling podcast, both on the Mighty Mighty Sports Gambling Podcast Network. So no UFC this week, but we do have events for your betting pleasure. There's always something to bet on. As people found in, it was Slack at the time, but people found last Christmas in Eve in the Slack that they found Russian gymnastic, women's gymnastics to bet on. So there's always something. but we got Cage Warriors 144 going down this weekend from Italy. Thoughts on the fight card?
It's not a bad one. Yeah, I would say it's kind of a bummer that this is one of the weeks where we don't have the UFC, because I was looking through the regional promotions, and I'll peel it back a little bit for you guys so you know what's coming later in the week. We're gonna break down Cage Warriors here, which is one of the worst Cage Warriors cards I've seen. I think mostly because they're just trying to showcase a few Italian guys, and some of them aren't really all that good, and maybe the best Italian guy got pulled from the card again. Which is that Dylan Hazen, who was supposed to fight for the 125-pound title against Sam Creasy, and then he didn't make weight, and Creasy backed out, and now he was supposed to move up to 35 to fight Dan Juice, and Juice got hurt with a knee injury. So, like, maybe the one guy with, like, UFC-level promise that I really liked from Italy, suddenly not on the card anymore. So like, that's not real great. And then there's two other promotions we're going to cover this week too. We're going to cover CFFC, which is usually phenomenal. And I was looking at the card and it's just not good like it usually is. There's a fight going down between Shemald Finley, who is in a draw. We actually broke down his fight in Titan. And he's fighting Santo Curatolo. And like, that's kind of fun. But apart from that, there's like a sloppy heavyweight fight at the top of the card, which I'm not super pumped about for their vacant heavyweight title. And we're also going to break down FAC, which apart from having Dakota Bush on it, who I like Dakota Bush. He was kind of fun in the UFC. And this woman who you won't know, her name's Elle Wagman. She was a wicked good atom weight, but she's moving up to straw weight, I think, kind of as a push to get hired by the UFC. She's phenomenal. But apart from those two, kind of a weaker FAC card too. So it's kind of a bad week for regional MMA in terms of how good it is, but that doesn't mean that we can't win money on it.
No, I was going to say, now that Dan is crapping over everything we're going to do for the next
episode. I've been Mr. Negativity for the last 2 months. Negative about the Arroyo Grasso fight from last episode.
Yeah, but like Dan said, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. We can bet on anything and make money off, and that's what we're here to provide, that service. Well, Dan's going to provide the service. I'm going to set him up because that's all I am, Dan. Set up man, right?
Appreciate you setting me up all the time.
Yep. I don't have much else to do except set Dan up, try to say some jokes that aren't funny, and tell you about WinBet. That's what we're
going to do. Good transition.
Thank you for joining WinBet. Now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. So get moving if you're not living in those states currently. Plus, WinBet has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. So much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Go to promoguide.us. It's the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They've got daily updates and odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sports books. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts an even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I got to say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they're some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% track, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check out promoguy.us. All right, and check out Cage Warriors 144, because we are going to give you, like I said, Dan is going to give you winning picks. All right, Friday, this Friday coming up, the 7th, my father's birthday, the 7th of October, 4 p.m. Eastern is the start time. It is on Fight Pass, is it not? Yes, Fight Pass.
It is, yep.
It is, like I said, in Fiera, actually it's in Fiera Roma, Rome, Italy. It's an octagon on top of the Eiffel, on top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I assume, right?
Yeah, no, I don't believe so, no.
Boring. Regular octagon, 8 fights. We're going to give you picks for 5 fights. So Dan picked through the crap card that he says that it is and has come up with 5 fights. I forgot, well, we didn't talk about Invicta. Do we want to talk about Invicta, Dan, and how your picks went last week?
No, they were so skip that? They were so bad. I will say this, though. How, if you didn't get a chance to watch Invicta, first of all, my picks were bad. So just ignore that episode ever happened. But second of all, do go back and watch Jillian DeCourcy, who had an absolutely phenomenal performance. Her grappling looks so good. The transition for her from getting from her back being on the cage to being in a position already to sink into rear naked choke was one of the cooler transitions I've seen. And it's like such a good moment for like such a good person, because Jillian DeCourcy's good stuff. So go back and watch that. Ignore the rest of the card happen.
Yep, and ignore the picks. All right, don't ignore these picks. We're going to start off Cage Wars 144 with the opener, the curtain jerker, because Dan is high on himself getting all the curtain jerkers right now. That's why you picked this fight, right?
Not exactly. If you scan through the card, this one has got a lot more experience than most of the fights on the card.
We got a 1-0 and 1-1, yeah. All right, this one is men's. And it is bantamweight, and it's Bogdan Barbu versus Emmanuel Zakaria. You probably heard, wanted to hear me say Bogdan Barbu, perhaps.
I really do love that name, though.
It is a good name. All right, Barbu is 17-13, 8 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted 6 times. He's 0-1 in Cage Warriors. He's won 1 of his last 4. He got subbed in his last fight. Was a regional champ, used to fight at featherweight. Don't know his age. He's a man of mystery, and we do not have... We do not have odds for these fights yet, so Gummy's going to guess them for us. Zakaria, his nickname is Thug. He's 4-1, 1 knockout, 3 submissions, and he's been knocked out once, so he's never gone the distance. He's 1-0 in Cage Warriors. He's won 2 straight. He's fight at featherweight. I don't have reach info on him. I have reach info on Barbu, so basically I don't have too much info on these guys, but Dan will fill in the blanks and give you an odd, give you projected odds, and give you a winner. Lots of pressure.
So first of all, I think Zakaria is going to come in here as a favorite. You know, Barbu, like you said, hasn't had the best results lately. If you look at his record, you know, he's actually lost 3 out of his last 4, which certainly doesn't look good. And his, you know, if you want to peel it back a couple more, he's actually lost 4 out of his last 6, with one of those wins coming over a person who's 0-13, who he heel hooked. But here's the thing I saw when watching each of these guys is that Zakaria seems really heavily reliant on getting the fight to the ground. He's a guy who you can actually find more footage out there of him doing grappling competitions than you can him fighting MMA. But like the MMA footage you can get of him, maybe of no surprise, he wants to get it to the ground right away. And the thing about Barbu is I don't know that he's going to get Barbu to the ground. He's not a great wrestler, but I've seen some like pretty decent grappling defense, particularly in his fight with Kyprian Marius, which was for a title in RXF, which I've never heard of until I did some research here. But like he did a really good job of like stuffing takedowns in that fight, and it was against a guy who I had heard of before, which is, you know, counts for something. He's fought really tough level guys. He's fought in good promotions for KSW and Cage Warriors, and yes, he did come off of losing by submission, but that was to the aforementioned Dan Joyce. So like I actually am going to take Barbu here. If you had to tell me to guess odds, I'm going to say Barbu is +225. And I'm still going to take him.
Wow. Very nice. People are going to like that. +225. Sorry, the cough is horrendous now, but yes, Dan got Barbu +225. All right, move on. What are we? We're skipping over people who have barely fought, because even Dan doesn't know about some of these people, right?
Yeah, I don't. I was looking through this card and I was like, and it's not normal for Cage Warriors to have like an 0-1 person or a 1-1 person in there, but they got a couple.
Yeah, I guess, like you said, they're trying to showcase Italian fighters on this card. Have you seen Zachary and Barbu fight?
I have seen both of them fight now, but I had heard of Barbu because he had fought a couple of guys who I had scouted for contender series and stuff like that, and to see if they were going to wind up somewhere. And I had not seen or heard of Zachariah, which is part of what I like about Barbu, is I know he's fought in KSW and for some good orgs. Yeah.
All right. Women's strawweights. Bryony Terrell versus Mikkel D. Segni. Very fantastic names for both these ladies. We got an Irish fighter. No, sorry. English fighter versus a Italian fighter. No, she's Nicole is Irish, I believe. Is she not?
No, she's Italian.
Is she?
Yeah, the flags just look similar. That's right. On Tapology. Excuse me. Yes,
they are. My son will be yelling at me because he knows all the flags. All right, let's break it down. Women's strawweight. We will tell you about Tyrell first. She is 4-4-1, one knockout, one submission. Been knocked out three times, submitted once, so she's been finishing all her losses. 0-1 in Cage Warriors, 0-1 in Bellator. 0-3-1 over her last four. She's not won a fight since April of 2017. Was a regional champion. Used to fight up at flyweight. 0-1 as a pro grappler. 0-1 as a pro kickboxer. Don't have any age, height, or reach info for her. DeSegni, 9-4. Four knockouts, two submissions. She's been knocked out once. 1-0 in Cage Warriors. 0-1 in Dana White Contender Series. Who'd she lose to, Dan?
She lost to Mallory Martin.
Yes, correct. She's won two of her last three, but she did lose her last fight. Also was a regional champ. And used to fight at flyweight as well. All right. Number, pick, breakdown, all that jazz.
So with this one, I think DeSegni is going to come out at like negative 215, maybe even a little higher than that. And Terrell probably like plus 185, plus 190. The reason why I think that, Terrell's record is terrible. And it's been even worse lately. Like you kind of mentioned, she's lost three in a row. They are three fights, or at least two of those fights, were to kind of tough opponents. She lost to Molly McCann. She lost to Denise Kiltzoltz, who was really good in Bellator. One was to Lachana Green, who is not particularly good. But like she's lost to a bunch of people. She also lost to Kate Jackson back in the day, who is a finalist in the Ultimate Fighter. So she's fought good level opponents. But like here's the thing, she just looks so slow on her feet. I don't think she's got the grappling that's gonna like take it to DeSegni. Like DeSegni looked kind of bad on Contender Series, but Mallory Martin's a good wrestler. I don't think she's gonna have any trouble with her on the feet. I think she's just gonna be faster and pick her apart. I will say, if this fight does come in at the number where I'm talking about, if DeSegni is negative 200 or something like that, I would advise just like passing on this one. I think she's going to be the winner. I'm going to pick her to win, and she's got those decent odds on her side, but like, unless this was a little bit closer to even, I really wouldn't want to bet somebody who I don't have a lot of faith in like her.
Okay. There you go. He's picking her nonetheless. Cause I'm forcing him to pick winners. I'm not forcing you to use No House Advantage, but I'm suggesting, because No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play and pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250 million or more in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You also test your skills versus the house and win 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Set up now with promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Babbel. If you're using Babbel, you could understand what the Italian people are saying at this Cage Warriors coming up. But if you're like me and there's a foreign language that you regret not learning in school, it's never too late to start with Babbel. Babbel is a language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross learning that new language off your list. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching methods has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, there you go, like I mentioned, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's BABBEL.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. And finally, for now, last but not least, Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides players statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Oddstrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, moving on. We got another Italian, Carlo Pedersoli, who you may remember, versus Matters Flaminas. All right, this is a welterweight fight. Let's tell you about Flaminas first. The Latvian Express is the nickname. Oh, so I'm assuming he's from Latvia. It'd be weird if he wasn't. He is 10-3. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it would be better if he was.
Actually, it would be. It would be better for our amusement. The Latvian Express is 10-3, 5 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted twice. He's 5-3 in Cage Warriors, so he's a veteran of the promotion. Won 2 straight fights via TKO/KO. Was the regional champ. He's got 3 inches of height on Pedersoli. I do not have his reach info, unfortunately. They don't have that published. Pedersoli, Cemento is his nickname, which means cement. Simple as that. 13-4, 5 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 1 known Cage Warriors, 0-1 in Bellator, 1-2 in UFC. He's won 2 straight fights, also via knockout or TKO. He's 5 years younger than Flaminas. Go ahead.
So for this one, I think Pedersoli is going to come in as a slight favorite, and it's mostly just because of the name value of being a UFC guy. I'm going to say not more than like minus 165 rather, though. So I'll give Flaminas about plus 145. And I actually like the dog money here on Flaminas, too. I'll say, from what I've seen of him, his only real issue seems to be wrestling defense, which it's not like we know Pedersoli as being this, like, you know, incredible wrestler. You know, he goes to it once in a while, but he's not an incredible wrestler. And as far as, like, the grappling exchanges, Flaminas actually has really good submission skills and looks pretty good when he's offensive, either off his back or when he starts wrestling. And as far as striking goes, yeah, Pedersoli might be just a touch better, but Flaminas is kind of like awkward on the feet, and he throws like big winging hooks and certainly can like lure you into a firefight, which, like, hey, if we go back and we're talking about some of the issues that Pedersoli had in the UFC, he did get knocked unconscious by Dwight Grant, which, like, you know, not for anything, not great. He did get knocked unconscious by Cowboy Oliveira in 40 seconds. So, like, you know, I do worry about his chin, and against a guy who can draw you into a firefight, that's probably an even bigger problem. So, yeah, I'm expecting dog money here on Flaminas, and I love the dog money here on him.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Hopefully he is right with the pick and right with the dog prediction. All right. Main card, co-main event, you could call it. It would be a men's featherweight fight. Morgan Charrier versus Albert Diaz. Albert. Not Albert. His parents threw an H at the end of it. Albert Diaz. Diaz is 5-3, 1 knockout, 1 submission. He's been submitted twice. This will be his Cage Warriors debut. He was 1-0 in Bellator. He's got win-loss-win over his last 3 fights. He's an inch taller than Charrier. Charrier is the last pirate, or is it Charrier? Am I saying it too fancy?
I think you're saying it right. He is actually French, so I think it's Charrier.
Charrier. He's the last pirate. 15-9-1, 8 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been submitted once. 3-3 in Cage Warriors and was their champion before at featherweight. He's lost 2 straight fights. He's not won a fight since December of 2020. Was a regional champ as well, 3 years younger than Diaz. Go right ahead.
So this has got to be a setup fight for Charrier. I'm guessing negative, when it opens, negative 400, and he'll probably get bet up. Maybe negative, I'll say negative 450 to open. He's a guy who's only lost to, like, the best people in Cage Warriors. And, like, all of his losses are, like, split and majority decisions. Like, he's never been finished, and he hasn't lost, like, a unanimous decision in, like, 5 years or something like that. So he's always right there in the fight. And the thing I really like about Charrier is that, like, first of all, he's violent when he does strike. He can mix the wrestling in. He's kind of got it all. And just like, I had never heard of Albert Diaz. I don't know where he came from and why he's suddenly on this UFC card. The only thing I can think of is I'm pretty sure he comes from an Anderson Silva Thai school, if I'm not mistaken. He did fight once on Bellator and won a split decision over, it always comes back to the Ultimate Fighter. Ultimate Fighter's Richie Smoan, who you may or may not remember. But like, yeah, like I went back and watched that fight. Nothing there that made me think he would give Charrier any problems or would be anything short of like a plus 400 underdog or plus 380 underdog. So yeah, give me the chalk here. This is probably a quote unquote throw it in a parlay kind of pick here.
Throw it in a parlay. There you go. Throw it in a parlay. Okay. Before we get to the main event, and while I'm not coughing, let me tell you about our last couple sponsors. Elias Game Plan app. Did you know that the best day of the week? It's actually Monday. It's true. You listen to this on Monday and Thursday. We drop a podcast Thursday and Sunday. Wow. Elias knows they are the best days of the week. We drop podcasts all those days, Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. But it's also because it's NFL season. And I think you guys play down in the South, play that football game on those days of the week. It's our favorite time of the year around the SGPN parts, and probably most people listening, best time of the year because of the NFL. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work, the NFL season just got a whole lot better thanks to the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues. Elias Game Plan is full of information and insights provided by their renowned research team, which means they constantly give you information that is up to date and that you can trust. The app gives you everything you need this season to get a competitive edge. That's what we're all looking for. The league validated team and player news and stats, head-to-head team comparisons ahead of their matchups, along with Elias key insights from the Elias statisticians, including injury impact analysis and expert game analysis, which can give you the advantage in betting, picking your fantasy lineups, or showing off your sports knowledge. And Elias Game Plan is releasing new features all the time, like their chat function, which allows you to talk directly with their researchers. So you get the information you need to feel comfortable when making big decisions on betting or your fantasy team. Elias is the most respected research team in the industry. Quality information is key, so I'm glad they created this app for accurate data and important context. Elevate your NFL season today and download the Elias Game Plan app. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer. When you subscribe, get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use my personal promo code, SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan sports betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN15. Last but not least, Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Okay, I made it through. Not a cough in sight. All right, main event time. Is this a good main event at the very least, Dan?
Yes, it is. But mostly because I think it's going to be another showcase fight.
Okay. Probably for the champion. It's for the CWFC Bantamweight Championship of the World. Dominique Wooding, current champ, versus Michelle Martignoni.
I think Michelle? Michelle Martignoni.
Martignoni? Oh, okay. Excuse me. Martignoni. So he's fighting a girl. That's not fair. Intergender stuff? I didn't know they did that. Anyway, Michelle Martignoni, the Italian.
I think it's Michelle, like
Michelle. Yes, like the Beatles song.
Oh, like I was gonna say, like the assistant to Ben Stiller's guy on Dodgeball. His fitness. You've never seen Dodgeball.
See, here we go. He's getting mad again.
Come on. And you still haven't watched Superbad.
No, I'm not.
Which is going to make Steven Glansberg even more mad than eating lunch by himself.
Steven Glansberg, shout out to Steven Glansberg in the Slack. Michelle, also my sister-in-law's name. It's pronounced Michelle after the Beatles song. But anyhow, this is a gentleman. He is challenging for Bantamweight, correct? Yes, Bantamweight Championship of the Cage Warrior World. He's the Italian Thunder. not Italian Thunder, the Italian Thunder, the one and only. He's 7-1 with two no contests. He's got, he's knocked out two people, submitted three people. That's what I'm trying to say. He himself has been submitted once in his only loss. He's 2-1 with one no contest in Cage Warriors. He's won one straight fight. So this is not home cooking at all, putting him in the main event in Italy. He's on a one fight win streak. What more do you want? He was 1-0 in Bellator as well. Used to fight at flyweight. I do not have reach info for him, so I can't compare the men there. Woody, Black Panther, 9-4 with nine knockouts. He's been submitted once. So he's knocked out all of his opponents that he's beat. He's 3-0 in Cage Warriors and is the champion of the world. Cage Warriors World. 1-2 in Bellator. Regional champ. Used to fight at featherweight. Used to fight at flyweight. Dan's going to give up some ridiculously huge number beside Woody's name and tell you why he's going to win.
Probably negative, let's say negative 330. It won't be as high. It won't be as high as Charrier. Although it might maybe.
Charrier, Dan.
Charrier, yes, correct. Martione, here's the thing. It's like you mentioned, he had a recent loss. It was to Nathan Fletcher, who is a damn good opponent. He's actually fighting Cameron Else on a Cage Warriors card coming up, who fresh off of the end release by the UFC. So the Cage Warriors clearly thinks high of Nathan Fletcher, who did beat Mark Tyone, and they gave him a bantamweight title shot already, which he lost to Dominique Wooding. So, like, you know, not the MMA math works out all the time, but like Wooding has already demolished that dude's most recent loss. And I'll say this, Wooding fights kind of like Conor McGregor did when he was in Cage Warriors. Like the low hands, the picking people apart with like the very crisp jab, the like rear power hand being super powerful. He also like isn't afraid to use like jumping and flying shit to like knock people out. Like he's very electric on the feet. I also think he's got good enough grappling defense that like that's just something you don't have to worry here with Martione. I also just don't think Martione is a very good grappler. And I think what you're going to see him try to do here is you're going to see him try to just like swing with him nonstop until it ends. And I don't think it's going to take very long to end. So yeah, I like Wooding here. And I also would say, you know, based on the last three wins that Wooding has, which by the way, two of them by head kick, one of them by flying knee. If he were to get another crazy highlight reel like that, like you've got to imagine he's on a list of people for a short notice fill in. Should there be like a European MMA card coming up, a European UFC card coming up?
Yep.
So like, I would say, yeah, like I like Wooding quite a bit here. I would say if you're looking to make this, co-main event and main event kind of special, like just parlay the two favorites together. You're probably going to get like negative 180 if you pair them together at the end of the day, or, you know, might get close to even, but like at the, that's pretty good return on two fights. I'm fairly confident on.
Throw them in a parlay is what you're saying, aren't you, Dan? Hashtag.
That's it.
Fantastic. All right. So that is it. We got you all your picks for the Cage Warriors, which will be going down Friday. So get your picks in as soon as your book has the picks posted or has the numbers posted. You know what I'm trying to say. All right. What do we got a Wednesday and a Thursday show coming up, Dan. What are we going to talk about in those shows?
I already said at the beginning of the FAC, show, but it's friendly reminder. FAC, I believe it's FAC 6. Is the one coming up, and then we got a CFFC card too. I'm trying to remember exactly what CFFC number we're on. CFFC would be number.
They're screaming at their phone.
113.
They're like, it's 113. This guy knows nothing. Why am I listening to him? Sears versus Velasco is what it is.
Yeah, Junior Cortez was supposed to fight on here too. That fight fell off, which is kind of a bummer because I was looking forward to seeing him.
Bummer. And it's in Atlantic City. Gumby used to go to Atlantic City to watch fights sometimes for cover them for my old website.
Yeah, way back in the day. I went and saw Rampage's Bellator debut.
There you go. Fantastic. And boy, did that ever go memorably well, his Rampage's Bellator run.
The debut did, though. I got to see him knock out Joey Beltran and do and he did the howl, which was just that's all I really wanted to see, being like an MMA fan in like the early 2000s. like all the chance to see a Rampage Howell in person is it's pretty special.
All right, now I got a title for the episode, Rampage Howell. Perfect, thank you. I don't have one for yesterday's, which has already been posted, so all of you already know what I came up with for the title, but Rampage Howell it is for this one. All right. Anything else you need to tell the people, Dan? Go Braves, go.
Yeah, go Braves. Hopefully you didn't jinx them.
Yep. All right. In the meantime, in between time, we are always on the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. It's lots of fun in there. Lots of fun people. Everyone gets along as a big, happy family with lots of fun. Twitter, SGPNMMA, is our main Twitter feed that Gumby runs. I am Jeff Fox, writer. He is Gumby Vreeland on there. All our writing can be found at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Not all our writing, but most of our writing. If you want my MMA-only writing, moneymma.substack.com. You can get the payouts from the UFC this past weekend and the official Bellator payouts. They actually got released because they were in California, so I'll have that posted up there as well. And
that one had as a quick note on that one had some like weird pays to me because it seemed like
they
like,
always do. Yeah,
everybody on the card made about 100K, and I was like, the main card at least, and I was like, oh, that's nice. And then Enrique Barzola made like 31K, and I was like, how is what?
Yeah, Bellator has some strange payouts. Like, I don't know if a lot of their stuff is like not under the table payouts that we're not being privy to. But yeah, you can get all that info on the moneymma.substack.com. Give it a subscribe. Be a buddy. And Daniel's Top Turtle MMA podcast will be dropping fairly shortly, probably in, a day or two? A couple days? When are we dropping it this week?
I think we're going to drop it on Tuesday, and it's got interviews this week with, because I've already done them, so I don't mind disclosing.
They're in the can.
A pair of Martinez's. I talked with Jonathan Martinez, who fights at UFC Vegas 62, which is coming up, and I talked to Mana Martinez, who is fighting at UFC Vegas 62. So it's an all Martinez episode.
Fantastic. An all Martinez episode. Who could ask for anything more? All right, so make sure you listen to all that good stuff. We'll be back in yours Wednesday with, I don't know, something called FAC and something called CFFC. What are we doing first? FAC? Are they both Friday events? Saturday events?
I believe FAC is Friday and CFFC is Saturday. So we'll probably hit you with the FAC first.
Yep. All right. We will hit you with that first. Now, I caught you off guard last time, making you take us home. Do you want to take us home now again?
Sure.
No,
sure.
I want to do it. I changed my mind. We'll be back. We'll talk to you until next time. See, I'm all nervous now. I can't do it. We will be back in your ear holes on Wednesday evening. Until that time, I will remain the Latvian Express, Jeff Fox. He will remain Cemento, the last pirate, Daniel Gumby Vreeland. And we'll see you on Wednesday. Well, we won't see you. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye.